This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip.
I am legitimately surprised that there wasn't a big name in here. I do think that that's what they cast John Corbett for, but I mean...
I know, right?
Let's be real.
Is it 2002?
This ain't my big fat Greek shark wedding, so...
No. Oh, that would have been so good.
Oh my god, can you imagine if Nia Vardalos had a mom?
And it was set in Greece!
That's the third film.
Full disclosure, I really like the first movie. I've never seen the second one, but I do own it on Blu-ray, so it's on my bucket list one day that I will put in that Blu-ray and watch it, because I think the first one's really cute. But
I agree, although it is completely offensive.
Oh, God. The second one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the first one?
The first one.
Like, offensive to Greeks?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean, like, most of those people are not even Greek, so they're just... Not only are they playing on cultural stereotypes, but they couldn't even be bothered to find some actual Greeks to play it.
You know who Nia Vardalos was married to, right?
Someone hot.
No.
No.
Okay. Andy from Cougar Town.
Yes. Okay. Right. I did know that because I've watched that their attempt to bring the Great British Bake Off to America, and it's terrible.
Oh. Okay. Well, they're divorced now, so... Oh. Yeah, it really sucks. But he's also in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. He's John Corbett's, yeah. Like, teacher. Anyway, not important. But yes, no. Oh my god, that would have been so fucking good, though. Like, how much you want to bet that the casting department was like, oh, let's do that Big Fat Greek Wedding couple. It's John Corbett and Nia, what's her name? Nia Long. Yeah, let's get her.
Yeah. Shit, we got the wrong Nia. Oh fuck, she's black. Now we've got to cast a black actress to play your daughter. Hey, doesn't Jamie Foxx have a daughter? That's kind of a stunt, right?
That's why she only has one scene, because they were like, fuck, let's just cut her out of the rest of the movie.
She's actually she's meant to be in the entire third act, and they were just like, no. Yeah. Nia, we love you. Wrong Nia.
Oh my god, Nia Vardalos. This has not been a very funny episode, but that actually like killed me a little bit. That was really good.
Well, just like this movie, we played it straight for about, 90% of the runtime, and then the last 10 minutes, we just pull out the comedy and the wacky hijinks.
I know, right? Okay.